Hello. This is Jiang'an 8. Unit 4. Listening test. Task 1. Listen to the tooth fairy customs in Spain and in Vietnam. Decide if the statements are true, T, or false, F. Circle, T, or F. You will listen twice. Now, listen and circle, T, or F.
Spain, one of Spain's most beloved myths centers on Perez Mouse, a mouse who collects teeth. Like the tooth fairy, Perez gets the teeth only after they've been lost and put under a child's pillow. Perez will then replace it with a gift. Some Spanish kids switch it up by sticking their teeth in a glass of water before bed. When Perez shows up, he'll drink up the water, grab the tooth, and leave his gift in the empty glass. Vietnam, historically, kids who lose teeth from their lower jaw will throw their teeth onto their roof, while upper jaw teeth go on the floor, or even under it. The idea is the new tooth will be pulled towards the old tooth. That's not all, though, because as the tooth-losing kiddo tosses their teeth, they sometimes yell out a wish that the missing tooth be replaced by the tooth of a mouse. The reason is mice just have teeth that continually grow.
Now listen again.
Spain, one of Spain's most beloved myths centers on Perez Mouse, a mouse who collects teeth. Like the tooth fairy, Perez gets the teeth only after they've been lost and put under a child's pillow. Perez will then replace it with a gift. Some Spanish kids switch it up by sticking their teeth in a glass of water before bed. When Perez shows up, he'll drink up the water, grab the tooth, and leave his gift in the empty glass. Vietnam, historically, kids who lose teeth from their lower jaw will throw their teeth onto their roof, while upper jaw teeth go on the floor, or even under it. The idea is the new tooth will be pulled towards the old tooth. That's not all, though, because as the tooth-losing kiddo tosses their teeth, they sometimes yell out a wish that the missing tooth be replaced by the tooth of a mouse. The reason is mice just have teeth that continually grow.
Task 2. Listen to Amy talking about the custom of drinking tea around the world. Match the country with its information. You will listen twice. Now, listen and match.
India produces and consumes more tea than any other country in the world. Chai is the national drink in India. In Japan, tea is an important part of the food culture. The ceremony of tea is known as matcha, serving green tea to a small group of people in popular tea houses. It's almost impossible to spend 24 hours in a Moroccan city and to not be served hot tea. Moroccan mint tea is literally the heart of their culture. New Zealand imported considerable amounts of tea in 19th century, with the arrival of the British missionaries. Today people experiment with other types of tea, like the Japanese green tea or Chinese tea. In 2014, tea was one of the most popular non-alcoholic drinks in the United States. Today, we can say that coffee is still preferred for the morning ritual. Iced tea is often consumed with lunch, and all types of tea are drunk in the evenings.
Now listen again.
India produces and consumes more tea than any other country in the world. Chai is the national drink in India. In Japan, tea is an important part of the food culture. The ceremony of tea is known as matcha, serving green tea to a small group of people in popular tea houses. It's almost impossible to spend 24 hours in a Moroccan city and to not be served hot tea. Moroccan mint tea is literally the heart of their culture. New Zealand imported considerable amounts of tea in 19th century, with the arrival of the British missionaries. Today people experiment with other types of tea, like the Japanese green tea, or Chinese tea. In 2014, tea was one of the most popular non-alcoholic drinks in the United States. Today, we can say that coffee is still preferred for the morning ritual. Iced tea is often consumed with lunch, and all types of tea are drunk in the evenings.